AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Manhattan's top prosecutor is suing the chair of the House Judiciary Committee as the partisan wrangling continues over the prosecution of former President Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg accuses GOP Congressman Jim Jordan of a transparent campaign to intimidate and attack him over Bragg's prosecution of Trump. Jordan's judiciary panel has recently subpoenaed a former prosecutor who oversaw the investigation and has also sought documents and testimony from Bragg and his office. Bragg's asking a judge to invalidate existing subpoenas and others Jordan may issue, saying it's in response to a brazen and unconstitutional attack by lawmakers on an ongoing criminal prosecution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky say the gunman, a bank employee who killed five people at a bank, was targeting co-workers and had bought the gun legally a week earlier. City officials say 40 people have died from gun violence in Louisville so far this year.
I'm weary.
Dr. Jason Smith is chief medical officer at University of Louisville Health.
There's only so many times you can walk into a room and tell someone they're not coming home tomorrow. And it just breaks your heart. When you hear someone screaming, mommy or daddy, it just becomes too hard day in and day out to be able to do that.
Meantime, the mayor of Louisville is calling for changes in gun laws. Police in Washington, D.C. say a man was shot and killed. Three other people were critically injured outside of a funeral for a homicide victim. No arrests have been made so far in Washington. Sources tell the AP the Biden administration has started sharing with a bipartisan group of lawmakers known as the Gang of Eight classified documents found in the possession of former President Donald Trump, President Biden, and former Vice President Mike Pence. This is AP News. New York City is bringing back a controversial crime-fighting tool, DigiDog.
Mayor Eric Adams could barely take his eyes off the 70-pound yellow and black robo-dog that's a little bigger than a German Shepherd and has been described as creepy-looking.
Technology is here. We cannot be afraid of it.
Criticized by civil rights activists as dystopian and another tool to aggressively police and surveil New Yorkers.
If a person has a loved one that is in a hostage situation, they want a digi dog, a real dog, and anything else they can get.
Police are getting to other tech tools, K5 robots, which look like larger versions of R2-D2, and StarChase GPS trackers, so police can follow without a chase. Julie Walker, New York.
A retired firefighter, Robert Sanford, who threw a fire extinguisher at police officers during the Capitol riot, was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.